Hachette Audio presents Left on 10th, A Second Chance at Life, a memoir, written and read by me, Delia Efron. To Peter. If you are in Manhattan, traveling downtown in a car on 5th Avenue or 7th Avenue, and you want to turn onto 10th Street, you have to turn left. It's a one-way street, west to east. Left on 10th is my way home. I was left on 10th when my husband died, and after that, life took many left turns, some perilous, some wondrous. This book is about all of them. Part 1. Left. I knew my husband was dying in June. He'd been living with a terminal diagnosis for 6 years, but suddenly his cancer turned aggressive. The last time we saw the oncologist, he sent us home with a DNR, do not resuscitate, order, and told me to put it on the refrigerator. That's where they look, he said. He meant the EMTs. I wanted Jerry to die at home. He wanted that too, but we didn't discuss it much. I was passionate about it, thought of it as a gift I could give him, to die in his own bed. The bedroom is sunny and the walls are painted a minty green. On days when he felt good enough, I figured, my husband, who was a writer too, could sit at his desk and write. If he needed to nap, which he did now almost all the time, he could nap on the couch where he always liked to nap. We loved living on 10th Street, a shady, pretty block in Greenwich Village. I couldn't bear to put him through his final exit somewhere else that was clearly only a place to die. We redid our wills and updated our healthcare proxies. I began to rehearse being alone. I'd go to coffee with a friend or to some event, and on the way home, I'd tell myself, imagine you are coming home and Jerry isn't there. He isn't there to share, to listen, to rant, to laugh, to comfort. Preparing for some unknown, for life without him, I also noticed that I needed to feel alive. I needed to walk fast on the street, get out, engage with friends. Dying was not where I wanted to be. I don't mean I didn't want to be with Jerry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?